Today, we are going to talk about one of the most stressful situations in my entire life. This podcast is all about stress and ways to deal with it and the emotions that go into stress. And today we're going to talk about a vacation turned bad. Stress is a state or mental emotion of strain or tension resulting from adverse or very demanding circumstances. Stress is not all bad, though. The misconception, especially among high schoolers, is stress is a bad thing. Most of us seek to avoid stress or even claim that we don't feel stress. But that's not true. Or if it is, that's simply a bad thing. Stress can be very useful. Without stress, tests and examinations wouldn't go as well. Or emotions and the fight or flight response wouldn't exist without the essential hormone. You don't want too much stress, but you do want a moderate amount of stress in your life in order to ensure performance in all areas and aspects of your life. Some benefits of stress are studying at a higher rate, retaining information at a higher rate. It can boost your memory. It allows you to have laser-like focus after the production of epinephrine. However, there are cons, such as fatigue, depression, anxiety, and heart disease. These can occur when stress is at abnormal and excessive levels. My situation is the fight or flight response. I was vacationing in Turks and Caicos, paddleboarding in the ocean. The current was strong, but not strong enough to knock me off my board. And then, in the distant background, I hear help, help, help. I see a board floating, drifting to the left with no one on it, the paddle dislodged, and my mom waving her arms above her head, fighting to keep her head above the ocean water. In that moment, I was perplexed. I didn't know what to do. I sat there, and in about 2/10 of a second after that thought, I thought to myself, I'm not going down without a fight. I immediately screamed for help 3 times, waving my paddle over my head, and then began swimming with the board towards my mom. So many thoughts were racing through my head, but the main one was get to my mom before I can't see her anymore. She was some 200 yards out, 1,000 feet offshore, and 200 yards away from me. As I swam, I got closer and closer, and the head kept coming up less and less. I was 50 yards out. I could still see the head, but I feared it might disappear, and that would be the last time I saw her face. As I approached, I got there, and she was barely hanging on. A boat from shore arrived just as I was getting there. Great timing, but at this point, null and void. It was the scariest moment of my life. A person I loved threatened to be swallowed up by the ocean. That fight or flight response saved my mom from going under the H2O. And the chemicals that response produced, I am forever in debt to. Fight or flight response to a strenuous situation produces laser-like focus and attention in the person. It produces non-epinephrine and epinephrine and cortisol, which lead to increased blood pressure and heart rate. The response acts as a warning system, telling the body that something is going wrong. That day, all those things held true, and my focus was solely on saving my mom. That day, along with psychology, taught me that all stress is not bad, but you have to have ways to effectively manage and sometimes curtail stress when it becomes too daunting and overwhelming. You don't want to eliminate all of it, but you want to eliminate some of it. Ways to reduce stress include exercise, sleep, saying no to reduce your load and activities, brain-stimulating products, avoid them at all costs, such as caffeine, alcohol, or other things. And if you have a plan in place, obviously the plan is subject to change, but if you have a plan in place, you can better cope with changes than before. You definitely don't want to eliminate stress entirely, a misconception I had for my first couple of years of high school. It's a necessary emotion, if you will, that allows you to be who you are and might even come in handy in saving a loved one. Overall, I owe a lot to stress. I owe my good grades to stress. I owe my confidence in examinations to stress. I might even owe my mom's life to stress. It's a very beneficial emotion that has a stigma that is unfair. Obviously, I don't want to be stressed out, but there is a necessary level for one to be successful. As I go on to my next endeavors, leaving home by over 2,000 miles, I'm going to have stress, maybe too much, maybe too little, maybe just right. But the one thing I know is that my life would be completely changed, most likely for the worse, without the beautiful emotion of stress.